You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Thursday, and it is a day to meet the missionaries.
Yay! I love these days.
And I am so thankful for our friends in the Office of International Mission for helping us connect with our missionaries, and that our missionaries are so willing.
I don't know if all of them are willing.
I don't know if they're really willing. They don't know about it.
We tell them that they're going to be on the radio, and they're like, okay.
They don't know about it till they arrive. After they've been here for a little bit. And then we say, oh, by the way, you get to be on the Coffee Hour and tell everybody your story of being missionaries. We don't tell them in advance because then they won't come join us for the Coffee Hour.
They all say that it's like sitting in the dentist chair.
Except for the Castors. the Castor family. The Reverend Dale and Suzanne Castor serving the Lord in the Czech Republic. And this is a switcheroo. We got to talk with them. It's been a few months since we talked.
Two years.
That's a lot of months.
That's 24 months or so since we talked about making a little change. They've been in the mission field for a while, but making the change. Castor, so great to have you in studio this morning. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Oh, it's good to be here with you.
Now, tell us a little bit about your background. You were serving in Ghana before, is that right?
Correct. We were there for a little over 4 years. We did some training of men for pastoral office as well as revived congregation. And one of the things that's near and dear to my heart was we were able to create a new translation of the Small Catechism for the language group that we resided among. So we were able to get all that done in 4 years.
Wow.
How did you serve, and Suzanne, what was life like in Ghana for you before you moved to Czech, as you just recently moved to the Czech Republic? What was life like in Ghana?
It was challenging. Everything took longer. You had to bleach your vegetables and your meat before you cook, would eat them. The laundry was long and involved. You had to hang your clothes out to dry. Shopping was long and involved. It was just, everything just took longer. So we've been enjoying being in more civilization, shall we say?
Yeah, but the thing she's leaving out, your question, I'm a pretty proud husband. She's a fantastic logistician. She kept us going. She had the finances, she had the grades, she had all the training schedules. So she took care of all that when we were in Africa.
A lot of teamwork.
She's a great bride.
That's awesome. What were some of the highlights of your time in Ghana, meeting people or being part of the community, or what were the good parts that stick out for you?
For me, I guess the thing that sticks out for me the most is when we met this young man named Hunice Chaltout, and we met him at a local they call it a pito bar. It's a kind of a local brewed beer. Mm-hmm. And it turns out he was a Muslim, and we invited him to church, and he kept coming to church, and he ended up getting baptized and confirmed, and now he's kind of acting as an evangelist in Tamale, handing out this new catechism translated into the Dagbani language. So that just sticks out in the whole 4 years, that it was wonderful to see the work of the Holy Spirit, see this man come to faith and become quite a good evangelist with Muslims.
Wow, thanks be to God for that.
Yes.
Yeah. Suzanne, what about you? Is there something, a moment or an experience that really stands out for you as a really good time for you in Ghana?
This is going to sound weird. It wasn't a good time, but I just felt very blessed to be able to experience such a different culture. We went to many funerals that are nothing like American funerals, and just in villages, and I was just thankful that I was able to experience things that most Americans can't even imagine, but to be a part of this cultural lifestyle.
Yeah.
So your service in Ghana has come to a close, and now making the transition to the Czech Republic. Tell us about the need there and how you'll be serving in the Czech Republic.
So in the Czech Republic, we're going to be serving as, first of all, the pastor of St. Michael the Archangel Lutheran Church in Prague. It's a part of the Evangelical Church of the Augsburg Confession in the Czech Republic. Boy, if you think wow. LCMS is bad, huh?
That's quite an acronym.
Evangelical Church of the Augsburg Confession in the Czech Republic. Say that five times real fast.
That acronym is very long.
Yes, it is. It is.
True.
So I'll be serving as this church, this pastor, the pastor in the church. It's an interesting congregation, the fact that it's a one building that has three three congregations meeting in it. There's a Slovak Lutheran church that meets first. Then we meet at 11 o'clock, the English-speaking church, and then there's a Czech service later in the same day. So there's three language groups that worship in the same area. So I'll be doing that, as well as there's a Czech native there who seems to be heading in the direction of pastoral ministry. So I'll be doing some pastoral formation with him as well as picking up some loose ends for chaplaincy work, because we have a number of GOs, non-ordained people, in the eastern region of Czech Republic, and I will be going out there to deal with them pastorally, to comfort and encourage them in their work too.
So how long have you been in the Czech Republic?
We left Ghana August 31st. July 31st. Thank you, dear. July 31st. We spent 1 month in the Czech Republic, and actually that's not even true. We spent 3 weeks in the Czech Republic. 1 week we spent in Vilnius, Lithuania for the Eurasia regional meeting. Mm-hmm. And now we're here. So
just dipped your toes in.
Just dipped your toes in and got we found out where all the grocery stores are and where the pizza places are. So
very
we
important.
Know those. Yeah, exactly. It's very important.
You have to know where the pizza places are.
So just enough to confuse you as to what time zone you're in.
Pretty much.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now we hit the East Coast, and now we're on Central Time, so we move from one side of our children in Florida to the other side of our children time-wise.
Yes.
I'm confused.
Now, how long do you have on reconnect here back in the States?
We'll be here through the beginning of January planned. That's the plan. It may have to be lengthened. We have a number of visa requirements we have to take care of for the Czech Republic, and that may extend our time, but we pray that it won't. So I'm hoping to be back in the pulpit on Epiphany. It falls on a Sunday this year.
Yeah.
I want to be in the pulpit in Prague on Epiphany, but so all of your good listeners, if they could pray for our Czech visa requirements, I would greatly appreciate it.
What is what's the need for the word in, I mean, there's a need for the word everywhere in the world, but paint a picture for us. Help us understand what life is like in the Czech Republic and the need for this ministry.
You know, we all know Europe is kind of post-Christian. We've all heard that before, that it's moved beyond the days of the Christianity being important. But it wasn't until I got involved with going to Czech Republic that you find out just how bad it is there specifically. According to statistics, Czech Republic is the third most atheist country in the world.
Wow.
Behind only China and Japan. And 80% of the people of Czech Republic are completely unaffiliated with a religion, either agnostic or atheist. So there's a huge amount of people that need to hear the gospel. And the sad thing is, to me, just the short time we spent in Prague this last month, they have beautiful churches, and they have a culture that's very much rooted in the historic Christian faith, but it's a museum faith. You know, it's just going to churches for the beauty of it, and it's not a relationship with the living Christ, or receiving his gifts. So it's desperate need to hear the gospel there.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
It's sad, isn't
it?
I mean, you think, Europe. I mean, people say to me all the time, is it as bad in Czech Republic as it is here? And I'm like, you guys have no idea.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
In our American bubble.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, with all of that knowledge and that kind of mission field, what are you most looking forward to in your time?
Well, we want to engage the people with the gospel. It's different than Africa. Africa is such a open culture. It's a culture of people saying, oh, hi, welcome, come talk to us, visit mm-hmm. us, come to our house. The Czech Republic is the opposite. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's not a right, wrong thing. It's just different, not as open. And that's going to be a challenge. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to making some entrees, getting through some doors mm-hmm. and meeting people and bringing the gospel to them.
Suzanne, what are you looking forward to most, other than
the pizza,
and well, more some of the different approaches to conveniences of lifestyle, I guess.
What am I looking forward to? I'm really honestly still trying to figure that out.
Like, I don't even
That's
remember
fair.
Where I live.
I know. If I can add, she's probably looking forward to regular haircuts.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
how's the climate compared to where you were in Ghana?
Oh my gosh, it's a lot cooler, different. But it's nice. I mean, it was very hot in Ghana, regularly in the hundreds. So when we were in Prague for that month, it was in the 80s. It was beautiful. But we're going to freeze come wintertime, I know.
I love when my friends who are missionaries in Ghana come back here to the States and it's like 80 degrees here. And you know, here in the Midwest, we're thinking it's hot. It's kind of cool.
Freeze
yeah.
in sweaters.
I know, seriously.
How can we follow your story, keep up with where you are in the States when you're here for Reconnect and preparing to go back so we can pray for you and the visas? And then how can we follow you once you're back in the Czech Republic?
You can always follow us, first of all, with our Facebook page. On Facebook, and let me say this, you don't have to be a Facebook member to follow. It's an open page. Mm-hmm. You can go to Casters in Prague.
And that's K-A-S-T-E-R.
Thank you. Yeah, that's right. K-A-S-T-E-R in Prague. And they can follow us on a daily basis there. If they want to receive the newsletter, they can personally message me through that, and I will gladly send them
the
newsletter, and then lastly, the Missouri Synod webpage.
Excellent. lcms.org/Caster, K-A-S-T-E-R. The Reverend Dale and Suzanne Caster, serving the Lord in Prague, Czech Republic. Thanks so much for being our guests this morning on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
It's a lot of fun. Studio selfies.
I know, we're getting selfies.
Gotta get those selfies in so we can put you up on Facebook.
That does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
You're a miracle. You know that, right? A living, breathing, one-of-a-kind miracle. You were created to stand apart, to share your gifts in the service of others, to make an uncommon impact in a common world. And at Concordia University, it's our mission to help you do that, to live uncommon. To learn more about Concordia, go to cuw.edu.